Bioshock, a radio drama. Written and adapted by Spencer Richardson from the game franchise Bioshock and the novel Bioshock, Rapture by John Shirley. Part 2, Rapture's Ruin.
Myself, in what country was there a place for men like me? Men who refused to say yes to the parasites and the doubters. Men who believed that work was sacred and property rights inviolate. And then one day the happy answer came to me, my friends. There was no country for people like me. And that was the moment I decided to build one. Fontaine's facility belongs to the city now, to Ryan Industries, at least until the rioting subsides. While it is unfortunate that such measures had to be taken, I must admit, it is gratifying to see this building condemned. Fontaine is gone, and I am alone at last, alone with my city.
Turns out that report on the Little Sisters orphanage was... well, it was all true.
And that girl there, in the corner. She's got a sea slug in her, and she's producing Adam.
Yeah. Apparently the slugs didn't produce the stuff fast enough, and using the girls worked to increase production.
Indeed. And you've confirmed this with Su Chong?
Yes, sir. If you want to ask him, we've got him under house arrest just down the hall. Poetic justice, if you ask me. They're locked up together, him and Tenenbaum, in one of the rooms they had the kids in.
I'll have a word with them.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes?
What about the kids locked up in there? Do we let him out?
They are, I believe, actually orphans. Yes.
Yeah. In one way or another.
Orphans will need somewhere to stay. Perhaps when we find another way to produce Adam efficiently, we'll arrange to have them adopted. Until then, they're better off here. What do you want from me, Sullivan? These children will be of use in time. Well, we'll see. Do you think we could proceed with our inspection now, Chief?
Sure. They're this way, Mr. Ryan. Down the hall.
Su Chong! What the hell happened to your face?
Dr. Su Chong tried to escape when we raided the place. Had to crack him one with a truncheon.
Su Chong, sorry about writing on the walls. A little dissertation, no paper to write on.
And what is the dissertation on?
Accumulation of harvestable Adam in splicers. possible methods of extraction.
I see. Would you two like to be released from these quarters? Then I am going to need a loyalty oath. And the understanding that breaking that oath is agreeing to execution. We are in extreme times. Extreme measures are necessary.
Diane, my dear, I'm sorry, but I'll be late again tonight. Karlofsky and Sullivan are demanding to speak about this Atlas business. I'm trying to rebuild the financial market, and these idiots keep going on about protests this and civil unrest that. I'll go spend an hour pretending to pay attention to the poor fellows and be home as soon as I can. Andre.
Me up again. Third time this week. Who's Sean? Wasting his money on those slots. Soggy excuse for Park Avenue is all this place is. Oh.
Miss?
What?
Miss, my name is Margie. I was wondering if you could spare us a donation.
Who's us? Seem to be alone out here. Need money for the kids at home.
No. I'm with Atlas's people.
Atlas. I've heard of him. Also heard about Robin Hood. I don't believe in either.
Oh, Atlas is real, ma'am. A good man. I trust in him. Even more than I trusted in...
More than Fontaine. If that's what you were going to mention, I don't blame you for clamming up, Margie. Got traded from one radical ball team to the other, huh?
I guess you could say that. After Fontaine was killed, I needed someone to... It doesn't matter. What's important is that we're collecting money to help the poor around Rapture. Atlas, he buys canned goods and stuff and hands it out.
All this talk of a poor underclass in Rapture, exaggerated from what I hear...
It isn't. I was there. I had to...
Hey, I've got a family to feed!
...to do some pretty awful things just to keep going.
Andrew says there's plenty of... Anyway. Donations. Sure. Here. More power to anyone who pisses off Andrew.
Oh, thank you. And here, take this. It'll tell you about him.
Yes, someone cares. Atlas knows it feels as if no one in Rapture cares. Fight for Atlas.
Fight for the rights of the working man!
What's all this then, Wallace?
Must be that guy who calls himself Atlas. Seen the pamphlets on him scattered around.
Now, back home in Dublin, we had a saying. May the cat eat you, and may the devil eat the cat. Isn't that what's happened to us up here? You bet it is, boyo. We've been eaten alive twice. First by Rapture, then by Ryan. There's no crike here, no fun for the working man. For that is reserved for the swells and their betties up in Olympus Heights. Come and start life anew in Rapture, he said. But that was the cat talking to the mouse, and the devil talking through the cat. Aye. We have been lied to and lied to again. They told us it was all free market up here. And what happens? Ryan takes over Fontaine Futuristic by force. Initiates curfews and blockades. Turns the place into a bloody police state. We were lured here. Lured from the slums across the world to an even smaller slum down here under frigid water. Moving up, we are right. moving from living 4 in a room to living 20 in a room. It's theft. Theft of our future, boyo. Theft of our hope. But there is another way. A way to real hope. A share the wealth program. Why should them hypocrites be allowed to accumulate 100 times, 200 times what a working man earns? When they get it because of our hard work. We work while they sit up there in their penthouses drinking champagne and puffing cigars. Imported cigars we ain't even allowed to have. Why shouldn't every family be given a basic allowance? 1,000, 2,000 rapture dollars to live on. Why should the wealth of rapture belong only to the greedy few? Now tell me that!
Atlas! 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 Atlas!
Strange. I haven't seen this bloke round here before. Been down here for years and thought I'd met every wanker in this big leaky tank of a town.
Bill, company.
Fucking spider splicers. Bet you anything they're serving as Atlas's guard dogs.
We better get moving. They're closing in on us.
Right. We'll take the better part of valor and back off fast. Come on, mate.
There was one word that had been growing heavy on my mind in those passing days. A simple, one-syllable word that summed up what was going to pass in the coming time between this new kingfish and Ryan. War. More killing. More danger for Sophie and Elaine. Something had to be done to stop it. Somehow, it had to be diffused.
Hey, Mary, everything okay?
Did you hear that Andrew Ryan took control of Fontaine Futuristics? I'm hopping mad.
Slow down there, little lady.
Sorry, Jim, but I'm real upset. We came to Rapture to get away from government muscling in on private business people.
Sure thing, Mary. But Andrew Ryan didn't take control of anything. The government council just assumed stewardship of Fontaine Futuristics until all of Frank Fontaine's crimes and betrayals against the people of Rapture are sorted out. Pretty soon, everything will be back to normal.
Really? Well, that's a weight off my shoulders.
Remember, Mary, doubting the council only emboldens the bandits.
I really must get around to taking that sign down. It's Ryan Plasmids now, not Fontaine Futuristics. Surely this isn't the last one.
We had a few others in suspension, but they are almost gone. The fighting of the raid, all the chaos, we lost them. Damage to the tanks. If only you had warned us.
I couldn't risk that. You haven't exactly earned my trust, Suchong, working for Fontaine.
Suchong, I'm very sorry. Grave mistake to work for Fontaine. I should have known. The intelligent man worked for men with more guns. Always better policy. I will not make that mistake again. You have my loyalty, Mr. Ryan.
Do I? We'll see. Well, you sent for me and I can see the problem for myself. No sea slugs. No Adam. Any suggestions, Doctor? What are we to do for Adam? We have all these lunatic addicts running about. The whole industry could collapse. I've taken over the plasmids business, built the Hall of the Future to extol them, but if we run out of them, it's all for nothing.
There is a way, Mr. Ryan, until we can learn to breed more slugs. Many men are dying and dead in Rapture, but before they die, there is a, how would you say it, a stage in their metabolism of plasmids, in which they create a refined atom inside them. It is deposited in the torso, the stomach, and we believe it can be harvested from the dead.
But it must be sensed and drawn up into syringe properly and transported correctly.
The little sisters are best suited for the process, but they are already so damaged. Who would protect them if they are sent out to harvest? They are very valuable, worth a lot of money. We cannot trust ordinary men with them.
So for that, we have developed protectors. Your cyborg sea workers? We have made great progress bonding them with the little girls.
Bonding?
The girls are to be bonded to the creatures. They are to be surrogate fathers. Little ones call them big daddies. Most charming. The girls will be conditioned to work closely with them.
They do seem to need something, some symbol of adulthood they can feel comfortable with.
So, what do you need from me?
No stars, no angels, no wise men, no baby Jesus. A secular Christmas is a merry Christmas.
Alice, you son of a bitch! You cheat me again!
Beat you, you great Russian bastard. Beat you. And a great Cossack like yourself not being able to play poker, I get. But not being able to hold his drink? That's sad, man.
What? We drink. Then we see who real man is. Bill, you drink too.
Nah, I'm not a real man. I'm a married man. My wife will kick me ass if I come to bed any more bad than I am.
He's right about that. I'll kick him right out of bed. Go ahead and play your cards, boys. It's Christmas.
Is very nice Christmas tree.
Yes, well, it was a special gift from Dr. Langford. She raised it herself in her lab.
We'll try to keep the rabble down, Mrs. McDonough.
Just quiet enough that you don't wake Sophie. And don't you stay up too late with these drunken louts, Bill.
Ma'am, thank you for having me on Christmas Eve. It means a lot to me.
Glad you could be here, Constable Willis. Good night.
Da. Happy holiday, missus. Now, drink up, you bastards!
And now, a New Year's message from Andrew Ryan.
Good evening, my friends. I hope you are enjoying your New Year's Eve celebration. It has been a year of trials for us all. Tonight, I wish to remind each of you that Rapture is your city. It was your strength of will that brought you here. And with that strength, you shall rebuild. And so, Andrew Ryan offers you a toast to Rapture 1959. May it be our finest year.
Well, love, just a few minutes, it'll be 1959.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's almost New Year's. All these years down here, Sophie growing up without seeing the sun, now the war, and it's almost 1959. Time passes all funny in Rapture, doesn't it? It's slow and fast both. Bill, I want to go home as soon as we get past New Year's Eve. Like at 12:05, okay? I don't like to leave Sophie with the sitter long in this place. I don't know if Mariska can use a gun, really. I mean, I left her one, but...
Don't worry. We'll leave a few minutes after midnight, hon. Sort of a funny picture, isn't it? All Orion's goons standing around with guns. A gun in one hand and a champagne glass in the other. That's Rapture. All these people are here for Ryan and he's nowhere to be found. Diane McClintock is sitting at a table all by herself. The way here, Ryan is pretty much done with her these days. Poor thing got fobbed off for some tot over at Eve's Garden and Fort Frolic.
Another New Year's? Another night alone? I'm out and you're stuck in the festive. Working. Imagine my surprise. Guess I'll just have another drink. Here's a toast. To Diane McClintock, silliest girl in Rapture. Silly enough to fall in love with Andrew Ryan. Silly enough to...
Bitch, half the constables were in on this. Come on, Elaine, we're off. Elaine, get down!
Bill, are you all right?
Oh, my ears are ringing like a bloody church bell. We've got to keep moving. On the count of three. One, two, three!
Bill, Elaine, keep running, you two. This way!
Could I have made mistakes? One does not build cities if one is guided by doubt. But can one govern in absolute certainty? I know that my beliefs have elevated me, just as I know the things I have rejected would have destroyed me. But the city is collapsing before my... Have I become so convinced by my own beliefs that I have stopped seeing the truth? Perhaps. But Atlas is out there. And he aims to destroy me and to destroy my city. To question is to surrender. I will not question.
Makes me half crazed to think of it. On New Year's Eve, the cold-blooded treachery of it. They expected me to be there. It was an attack on me. But it was also an attack on the heart and soul of Rapture. Our most accomplished men and women were in that room, Bill, celebrating the New Year. And at least six constables betrayed us. We're lucky Pat Cavendish acted quickly. He shot most of the treacherous scum, but by God, we must root out any other bad apples.
Mr. Ryan, this attack didn't come out of the blue. It's because you took out Fontaine. It's a reaction to that, really. People are saying Rapture doesn't mean what it used to. Nationalizing a business, and by force, it gave them the excuse to go a bit mad. That Atlas took the opportunity and lit the fuse of the whole bloody thing. Mr. Ryan, I believe in Rapture, but that doesn't mean we always win. Fontaine Futuristics was the biggest thing going in Rapture. So, let me be plain. When we killed that Talrak Fontaine for his thieving and smuggling, we should have made it clear that we would not touch his business interests. We sit on the council because those poor sods trust us, not because God gave us a chair. The good people of Rapture didn't sign up to see us government types shutting down shops and killing their owners, even with a ponce like Fontaine, even if he did bring it upon himself. We can get on top of this. We can. Here's what we do. We find Fontaine's will and make what was his go to where it was intended. And not into the pockets of us what put them in the ground.
Give them, Bill. Men died to take over the plasmids industry. They will not have died in vain. Ryan Industries owns Fontaine Futuristics now for the good of the city. In due time, I'll break it up. but I'm not going to give it to that murdering parasite, Atlas!
Mr. Ryan, we have got to stop this war. It'll destroy us all. Look around. There's no place to retreat to. If we don't make peace with them, well, if that's the case, I'll have to submit my resignation from the Council.
So, you're walking out on me too. The one man I trusted, betraying me.
I've got to show you how strongly I feel about this. We've got to make peace, and we've got to stop this war.
The war can be stopped by winning it. It can be won with superior might, Bill. We can do more and better splicing. Use pheromones, keep control of our splicers, and have an unstoppable army of superhuman beings. We have the labs. Oh yes, we're short on Adam now, it's true. The little sisters we have left can't produce enough Adam, but there's Adam out there in all those bodies. It lives on after a splicer dies. It can be harvested, Bill, and the little sisters are ideal for harvesting it. We can make this war work for us. War can be opportunity as well as catastrophe. It's written on your face, Bill. You've left me. You've always been loyal. But I'm afraid you will be a disappointment. Like so many others. So many who've turned their backs on the grand vision. So many who've betrayed Rapture. Who've soiled the glorious thing I've built with my two hands.
You're right, Mr. Ryan. I reckon I did lose faith. I'll give it a lot of thought. We'll find a way. I'll stay with you from A to Z.
Ryan didn't come to see me since the New Year's attack, not once. But Dr. Steinman was very attentive. He told me that once the scar tissue was gone, he was going to fix me right up, make me prettier than any girl I'd ever seen. Can't believe how much things had changed after I left Dr. Steinman's office. It's like I don't even recognize Rapture no more. I hear they've been rounding up people in Apollo Square. I asked Ryan how he could do such things to innocents. He said, innocents, if they haven't chosen to defend Rapture, then they have chosen to side with Atlas and his bandits. There are no innocents. There are heroes and there are criminals. I've tried to see him since then, but nothing stood up. Again, second time this week. Ever since my face was... Well, Simon worked on me, but it was never the same since the blast. Being alone so much gives a girl time to think. Who could hate me so much that they'd ruin me like this? What did I do to them? You know, I keep thinking all those bandits and terrorists Ryan's got locked up in Apollo Square, and I get so mad sometimes I can hardly breathe. If I could only confront them, tell them what they did to me, how they're ruining everything for me, for Rapture. Well, maybe I'd feel better. I bribed one of the gorillas at the gate to let me in. It's awful in here. To my right, I can see a dead woman lying in the street. Everybody just walking by her like she wasn't there. But I noticed something painted everywhere. Atlas lives. I'm hoping that at some point I'll get to see that for myself.
All right, McClintock. Atlas says you can go in.
I'd be Atlas, and you're one of Ryan's birds.
I worked for Mr. Ryan. I don't feel good about the way things are going, and I just wanted to see if...
You don't seem certain of what you're wanting to see, Miss McClintock.
I want to know more about you. I mean, you know, in a friendly way. I don't work with the constables. I've seen things, heard stories. I don't know what to believe anymore. I just know, once I was passing by Apollo Square and I saw a woman come over the barricades, and one of the splicers working for Andrew just pointed at her and she caught fire. The look on her face. I'm sorry. I'm just so tired.
You! Get the lady a chair, you great idiot! Cigarette?
I had a door one.
Once I built a tower up to the sun
and rivet and love. And you know about the little sisters, do you? What they do to them poor little orphan waifs.
I've heard. And yes, it bothers me, if that's what you're wondering.
Sure. And it should bother you. It should cut you up inside. I've got a little girl myself, you know. The thought of them bastards getting a hold of that child. Oh, the thought. But will it stop anyone from buying Adam? No. Rapture can't go on like this, Diane, me dear. This cannot go on.
Atlas, I'd like to help.
And why should I believe that Ryan hasn't sent you here on the sly? Now tell me that.
I'll show you. I'll do things he would never approve of. And then you'll know you can trust me.
Once in khaki suits, ah gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee doodle-dee-do.
One of the children came and sat in my lap today. I push her off. I shout, get away from me. I can see the Adam oozing out of the corner of her mouth, thick and red, her filthy hair hanging in her face, her dirty clothes, and that dead glow in her eyes. Yeah, I feel hatred like I never felt before. In my chest, bitter, burning fury, I can barely breathe. And suddenly I know. It is not this child I hate. What makes something like me? I look at genes all day long and never do I see the blueprints of sin. I could blame the Germans, but in truth, I did not find tormentors in the prison camp, but kindred spirits. These children I brutalized have awoken something inside that for most is beautiful and natural, but for me is an abomination. My maternal instinct. As I monitor the progress the children make with their protectors, I remember something. I am a girl in Belarusia, watching the Nazis taking my father away. The head officer turns to me, his gaze gray and cold. He says to me, little one, you can be of use. I remember thinking of him as more machine than man.
Oh, Mr. Bubbles is here!
He reaches out to me, and I know that I will never see my father again. I know that I must make friends with the Metal Man. No, not this one, no more!
I just got the word to put the bump on Anna Culpepper. This isn't some gangster or hard-nosed political operative. We're talking about a dizzy twist that wrote a song or two that got under Ryan's wig. Jesus, what have we come to down here?
Come on in. Drink?
Just a finger or two of what's left in that bottle over there, mate. What's all the rush and hurry, Chief? Urgent notes from you popping out of the pneumo and all.
It's coming apart at the seams, Bill. I've got some recordings here. I've put them all on one tape, but they came from different times, different people. I want your opinion on this.
Ryan drew us in, Ryan locked us in, and Sander Cohen kept us hypnotized. Andrew kept us thin, all for a whim, and Sander Cohen kept us mesmerized. With silly songs and watered drinks and dance, dance, dancing, with silly blondes and makeup winks, all flounce, flounce, flouncing.
Well, what about it, Chief? I've heard this kind of daft thing before. She's swanned out of Ryan Industries and been hanging around my tavern. If truth be told, drinking and trying to be clever with her friends, sniping at Ryan. Songs like that are right popular with some of Rapture, but they don't sing them too loud.
And what about this?
Cohen's not a musician. He's Ryan's stable boy. Ryan's corrupt policies crap all over the place, and Cohen flutters around clearing it up. But instead of using a shovel like you would with a proper mule, Cohen tidies up with a catchy melody and a clever turn of phrase. But no matter how nicely it sounds, he can't really do anything about the smell.
Well, gotta admit, it's pretty inflammatory, Chief, but them arty types will talk and talk and talk. Don't mean much.
And this? This is one of the guys we had to raid before we took down Fontaine.
We all come down here. Figured we'd be part of Ryan's great chain. Turns out, Ryan's chain is made of gold, and ours are that sort with the big iron ball around your ankle. He's up in Fort Frolic, banging fashion models. We're down in this dump, yanking the guts out of fish. Fontaine promised us something better. Now, he's putting the screws on us double. He's squeezing us at 80 points of our cut with the threat of turning us into Ryan if we don't play ball. Son of a bitch. Sammy G comes to me. Tells me he's thinking of going to the constable. Next day, Sammy G was found in a sack in the salt pond. We got no way out of here.
You see, Bill? Do you see? First they get pulled into Rapture like you did. Like I did. Then they find out it's not all it's cracked up to be if you're not one of the big shots. Then Fontaine drags them into his own little chain. They want out when that turns bad too, and what happens? Some of them start turning up dead. So what can they do? They got stuck working for Fontaine. And then what happens? Ryan sends us in to catch them. Hang them for smuggling. For something they were trapped into. And I gotta clean up the mess. I don't know. Maybe they had it coming. But this girl, this Culpepper, all she did was bitch and moan. Sing. If that's what you want to call it. Slinging insults at that fucking Looney Tune, Sander Cohen. Listen to this.
Ahem. The Wild Bunny by Sander Cohen. I want to take the ears off, but I can't. I hop, and when I hop, I never get off the ground. It's my curse. My eternal curse. I want to take the ears off, but I can't. It's my curse. My fucking curse. I want to take the ears off. Please, take them off. Please.
Right. Well, we already knew the bloke was eccentric, Chief.
Eccentric. He's a murderer. Got nuts on Adam, kills people for fun over there in Fleet Hall. Pastes their bodies up with cement, makes them into statues for display in his back room.
You're pulling me leg.
No. I'm not. Like to lock him up. But Ryan insists Cohen's an ally.
He's not taking Adam, is he?
Ryan? No. He's getting into the gin. Stays cool sometimes, paranoid other times. 2 days sober, one half drunk. Not a good pattern. I know it too well. So, me having to protect that little prick, Cohen, extended to Ryan giving me orders to... When it was done with Culpepper, I left her as she was in the bathroom. I seen she had a blanket half knitted by her bed. It was nice, you know, black and red, real pretty. So I took it so I could, you know, have somebody finish it. So it could be of use to someone. It just didn't seem right to leave it just lying there. Lying there all by itself.
Jesus, Sullivan. Chief, I've got to get back to my wife. It's too late to do anything about it now. We have to let it go. And I want you to know it's all safe with me, mate, what you said.
Oh, I can't let it go. I'm going to Neptune's Bounty, find a soft spot, and... Bill? Wait. Take these with you.
Hmm?
I can't hold on to these. All these voices. Please, Bill. Take them with you. They might serve you well one day. All they've given me are nightmares.
Will do, Chief.
If you are hearing this, then you know that I am gone. I will wait until tonight to take as many little sisters as I can and leave. Withdraw to a secret corner of the city. I have devised a method of safely destroying the sea slugs inside of them, breaking their bond and freeing their minds. After everything I have done, it is the only kindness I can give to them. And eventually, hopefully, a kindness I can give to the city as well. Spaw him, Ryan. Spaw him, Rapture. Until we meet again.
I'll admit, Fontaine showed some foresight when he built up the plasmids business. But the man never really understood sales. Hiding those little girls beneath a bushel, presented properly, those little sisters were marketing gold. But on my walk today, I had my first real encounter with a pair of them. He, a lumbering palooka in a foul-smelling diving suit. And she, an unwashed moppet in a filthy pink smock. Her pallor was off. Green and morbid. And then there was a rather unpleasant aspect of her demeanor. As if she were not altogether there with the rest of us. I understand the need for such creatures. I just wish they could make them more presentable. Those children with their very long needles, their tuneless songs, their ghastly errands.
They're ghoulish Frankenstein farmers. But we've all placed our hand on the great chain of endeavor. My hand is on it. Fontaine's was on it. Atlas's hand is on it. We all pull and are pulled by it. Yes, these children are an abomination. But it is not my hand alone on the chain that created them. No. Their little fingers were right there next to mine.
Hey, Mary, why so down in the mouth?
I don't know, Jim. I guess I just don't know how I feel about those little sisters.
The little sisters? Gee, don't you know they're the glue that holds Rapture together?
Really?
You betcha. Ryan Industries has seen to it that they're bred to be as happy as clams while they do the work that keeps us safe from the bandits and terrorists. We all need Adam, and we all need the little sisters.
There was supposed to be a proper maintenance team doing this job. Instead, they got some git of a splicer to get up and fix the leaks they couldn't reach. Don't know what became of the buggers.
I think I see your maintenance team.
Fucking hell. Well, what's left of them anyways?
Not good workers, those splicers. They go crazy. They kill. A man does not get job done when he's busy being crazy and killing.
Well, I'm gonna make a list of leaks and cracks and get in here with a constable escort. We can't risk...
This way, Mr. Bubbles.
Is that Masha? You know, Mariska and Sam's little girl?
I see. Angel. Hard to say. Bubbles.
All little sisters look the same.
If it is, Kolaski, we've got to try to get her back.
No, Bill. Too risky.
Kolaski, Sam and Mariska are like family. They used to watch over Sophie from time to time, but when they lost Masha, I owe it to them to get her back if that is her.
Bill, you spoke to many people. No one would help.
That's why I've got to do this. Right here, right now. I've got to try. Maybe if you can distract him, I can grab her.
Shit, Bill. Son of a bitch bastard. You'll get me killed.
I've got faith in your gift of self-preservation, mate. Come on. Masha?
Mr. Bubbles! There's a bad man here waiting to be turned into an angel!
Masha, is that you? Look, I'm gonna pick you up. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Bill!
Where is she?
Gone. You okay, Bill?
Yeah. Good to see you alive.
Hey, outsmart this steel bastard.
Knew you could do it. Come on. We have to get out of here.
Masha, or not Masha, she was gone. Scuttled into one of those brass passageways set up all over the city.
That great cyborg monstrosity waiting outside of it. Waiting for her to return. And once more, stronger than ever, my determination to escape Rapture was underscored. I have to get my family out of here. Up to the surface. Up to blue skies. Up to freedom.
We went on a raid outside the wire today. We snagged 31 rounds of buckshot, 4 frag grenades, a shotgun, and 34 Atom. We lost McGee, Epstein, and Vallette. We got one of those goddamn big daddies in the bargain, though. It was something awful what they had to do with that little girl to get the Atom. But we didn't start this thing. Ryan did. I can't wait to tell Atlas. He'll be so pleased.
Never play a man for a short con when you can play him for a long one. Atlas is the greatest con of all. Ryan wanted Frank Fontaine dead. I just gave him what he wanted. As Atlas, I got a new face, a clean record, and a fresh start. Now,
I'll be so pleased.
Miss McClintock, what are you doing here? Let me just...
turn this off.
You. They trusted you. How could you let them die for a lie?
It don't matter, kid. Because it's all lies. Everything is. Except this. I came down here thinking I could make a name for myself. Make myself a legend. But when Atom came along, I knew that I could have so much more than this rusty tub. I thought I could use the people of this city to take it for me. But then I realized it was much simpler than that. Because now I've got something Orion's. Something that's gonna change the game entirely. You think Atlas is the greatest lie ever told? Honey, you don't even know. And seeing as you're in the position that you're in, nobody ever will.
I never wanted to kill a man, let alone a mate. But this is what things come to. I don't know if killing Mr. Ryan will stop the war, but I know it won't stop while that man breathes. I love Mr. Ryan. But I love Rapture. If I have to kill one to save the other, so be it.
Yes, Bill?
It's time.
Are you sure?
I have to do this. I have to get my family out of here.
Can't you go with them?
I have to stay here, Wallace. I have to try to make peace here. I have to. For the survivors. I'm taking care of business here, then bringing the family over for the picnic.
Okay. I'm ready. Meet you there.
Bill?
Oh!
Something making you nervous?
Me? No. It's just them bodies hanging on the hooks out there give me the willies.
Don't like the decoration either. Sometimes necessary. I'm going to get sandwich for me and Mr. Ryan. You want something?
No. I mean, whatever you're having, Ivan.
Da.
Go on, Bill. do it. If you're man enough. What was it you said, Bill? You'd stay with me from A to Z. Well, we're not quite at Z yet. But it seems you're taking your leave.
No. I'm staying for a while. Can't desert all these people. I helped bring them here.
Bill, you are a weak link in the great chain. And I cannot leave that link in place. A man chooses, Bill. A slave obeys. Choose. Kill me, or obey your cowardice and run away!
I'm sorry, Mr. Ryan. I didn't know what else to do. But I can't kill you. Best of luck, Gov.
Look at the little girly girl. I can sell her to Ryan, or keep her for play, and maybe a quick bite.
You'll not lay a hand on her, you bastard!
Looks like the little fish just had his cherry popped. Should I gut you now? Or leave you for the big daddy, eh?
Elaine, you're a bloody fine shot, and thank God for that.
We're leaving, Bill. Now.
No, love, it's just a statue. Don't worry. Come on, we're almost...
Oh, but she's right. Ryan's always watching.
Cavendish. Kolosky. Wallace!
Drop the gun, Bill. Now.
Oh, God, Bill. We were so close.
I'm so sorry, love. I should have found a better way.
I tried, Bill. I got the boat for you. I got out here to look for you, and they were here, waiting.
You don't reckon Ryan has cameras you don't know about? Especially outside this place? You think you're the only ones who tried to leave? Others tried. They're big daddies now. The external camera caught old Wallace here slipping out.
Ryan, is he dead?
Yet. A headache. But he is a strong man. Not so easy to kill. You're a man. You did not have nerve to finish the job.
Couldn't do it. He was my friend. There was a time when he was like another father to me.
I hear that, Bill. I do. It's the same with me. I'm sorry. I'd like to help. You're always good to me, but...
Did he send you to bring my wife and child in, or just me and Wallace?
He does not want anyone leaving. Now, all three of you, turn it out. You tie your hands, you go with us. We all go back down.
I'll take what's coming to me, but you can tell him anything you want about my girls. Tell Ryan that the Splicer's got him.
Ha! Karlowski's not gonna do anything of the goddamn sort.
We got drunk together, you and me, Ivan. More than once. Christmas Eves, holidays, long nights with vodka. We fought side by side in battle.
What is this horse shit? You three, turn around, like he said!
What do you say, mate? One favor. I know you can't let me go, but you can let them go, with Wallace.
Come on, let's move. Stop wasting time, Karlowski, you damn Russian drunk.
Cavendish, this man here, he and his wife have me over for dinner. More than once. Only people in this place that do that. I cannot let Bill leave Rapture. We did not get orders about this family.
Why, you thick Russian son of a bitch!
Best!
Christ, Karlosky.
I don't like to be pushed around, Bill. But the Cavendish? He was an asshole. Wanted to kill him many times.
Ivan, can't you let Bill go with us? Please.
I'm sorry. Bill and Dallas have to come with me.
I understand. Ryan's the one who gave you a chance. It was the same with me.
The launch is idling out there, Mrs. McDonough. Bottom of the stairs. All you gotta do is cast off, press the drive lever, head straight on the way it's pointing right now. That'll take you to the sea lane. Someone will see you. There's a flare gun in the launch.
No! Bill!
Elaine, you know what you have to do now. For Sophie.
But what about Daddy?
We'll talk about it later, love. Daddy has some business right now.
Goodbye, love. Your old dad loves you.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, Wallace. This is all my fault, mate.
I was going to try it anyway. Not your fault. I'm proud to know you.
What are they gonna do with him?
Who knows? Take him to Suchong, perhaps.
And me?
Supposed to crucify you before killing. But I always liked you. So quick death.
Guess I should have killed Ryan. He must be gloating.
Yet, he understands better than you think. A lot of these others out here, he watched them die. But he can't be here for this. He told me he couldn't stand to watch you die, Bill. Not good friend like you.
Well, Jesus. Could it all be true, Mick? Andrew, Ryan, Adam, superpowered humans?
Who can say? But take a look around you. Don't you think there's a chance it could all be true?
I suppose.
I think, either way, this is a truly important discovery, Stevenson. I think whether or not all of it is true, the world should know about this city under the sea.
They could have saved the city. They could have created Utopia, but the weight of the ocean proved too much for one man's shoulders.
That couldn't be.
The city has fallen, and I came back to Rapture after so many years. The little ones I rescued are grown up and think of me no more. After what I did to them, it was a joy to be forgotten. The place that was once the cradle of my life's work is now my grave, my mausoleum. And to ensure that the world never discovers this city, it will be yours as well.
Mick?
Stevenson? Do you have the recorder?
Yeah, still recording.
Then I suggest we get back to the bathysphere. Now! Pick up the pace, Stevenson! Stevenson?
Mick! Mick! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Stevenson! Oh, shit! God damn it! Oh, stop! Stop! No, no, no!
BioShock, a radio drama. Written and adapted by Spencer Richardson from the game franchise BioShock and the novel BioShock Rapture by John Shirley. Part 2, Rapture's Ruin. Part 2 features the voice talents of Henry Steelhammer, Ryan Costello, Tyler Kubot, Nolan Kenmuth, Reese Breedle, Kyle Sanderson, Amy Rogers, Nick Windows, Rusty Yamamoto, Francis Rogers, Rachel Kostrina, Lucas Stonart, Lindsay John, Jonathan Reeves, Sam Barres, Matt Bedard, Jacob Phillips, Hank Corlin, Eric Corbin, and Tyler Tyke.
Is he ready? Child is ready. All right. Start. Clinical trial, lot of 48. Mind control test. Is that your puppy? She is very pretty.
Thank you, Papa Suchan.
Break her neck for me.
What?
Break that sweet puppy's neck.
No. Please.
Break that puppy's neck. Would you kindly?
No. No.
Very good.
The moon. I know beyond a doubt.
This production has been brought to you with special consideration from Raider Radio. Special thanks to Cap Prine for production management and Kevin Burnett for sound consideration. Additional thanks to Freesound, freesoundeffects.co.uk, and Sound Bible. This has been a production of Richardson Revival Radio. Thank you, and good night.
And never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again.